A Prayer for Those Longing for Home by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. I was that kid, the one who called home at every spend-the-night party, somewhere around 10 p.m., asking my parents to come get me. The one who got picked up from summer camp after 2 days because I was homesick the summer before sixth grade. And the one who cried my eyes out many times during my college internship in a new city because I just missed home. When I was little, I missed laying on my daddy's arm before bed and my mom saying prayers with me. I missed my room and stuffed animals. I even missed my annoying little brother and sister. As I got older, I realized it was silly to be homesick and tried so hard not to be. But most of the times I spent the night away, there was something off that I just couldn't put my finger on. And as soon as I walked through that back door at home, all was right again with the world. What I couldn't put into words then, that I know now, is that I missed the comfort, the familiarity, the known. Home can be defined as the place where one lives permanently, especially as a member of a family, or as the abiding place of the affections. Home has been called the place where your heart is, and I believe that's true. It's not necessarily a building, but a gathering place, a location that may not have a street address, but once you've arrived, you know you're there because you're known to those around you and loved in spite of your imperfections. And y'all, even though I still visit my parents' home and I have my own home with my husband and children, there are still days I long for the home that imperfect people can't give. For that home that only one can be. Psalm 91 reminds us, Lord, through all the generations, you have been our home. I long for Jesus. He is the home we can all rest in and run to when we're struggling. He's comfort and peace and love and forgiveness and grace and mercy. And in his presence, we are known. There's no need to fear, no room for doubt, and no reason to question intentions. When our eyes and heart are focused on him, we can be reminded of how very brief this life is and the refuge that awaits in him. The world is full of uncertainty, fear, and so many unknowns. But because we know Jesus, we can feel at home in a matter of moments, no matter our location, as we seek his presence. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, there are so many reasons to fear right now. So many circumstances that leave me longing for the comfort of home. Help me to run to you when those hard times come. Help me to remember that you know me and love me in spite of all my shortcomings. Draw me to your side where I can rest in absolute peace and assurance of your goodness. And most of all, help me to remember that home is where you are. In your mighty name, amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.